Welcome to the Wiley Manager Podcast, your place for just-in-time management advice on the web at wileymanager.com.
Hey, welcome back to your Wiley Manager Podcast. Today, Jed, we're talking about making quick decisions.
Yeah, as a manager, you're going to have to make some rather quick calls at times. So we thought we'd talk a little bit about that particular aspect of management.
When did you decide to do this one?
Oh, it took me a long time to decide to do this one, Bob.
Okay, yeah, all right. But first, we'll start with viewer mail. And this week, we're going to welcome our latest Facebook friends. And interestingly, we are about to butcher a whole bunch of people's names, Jed.
We got fans from all over the world, which makes some of the pronunciations maybe a little difficult for us. But we appreciate them taking the time to become our friends on Facebook. So let's give it our best shot.
Everybody likes friends, Jed.
There you go, especially us.
Yep. Over 60 countries around the world, and we've got probably seven right here. So our latest Facebook friends, Nels Bagalis, I'm hoping. Soon Su Seong, it's an Irish guy. this one's really tricky. Karen Nelson.
Uh-huh.
No, I got that one. Amit Agrawal, Panum Khatri, Alvin Campbell, and Shalene Madden. So thank you all again for becoming our friends on Facebook. We appreciate the support, and we want to be your friends too.
Indeed.
All right. On today's podcast, Jed, what are we talking about? What's this quick decision-making stuff all about?
Yeah, we'll try and touch base on that, what exactly it is we're talking about. We'll talk about what are some of the quick decision derailers that might get in your way before any of three things. So what this podcast really is about is there are obviously times in your management role where you don't have weeks to do a lot of research in order to make some of the decisions that you're going to be asked to do. So you might have to make them in the course of a few hours at times, and maybe even just a few days, although that's starting to get into the point where you might be having more time. But we're going to talk more about these quick decisions where perhaps the standard decision-making approach is when you have a lot of time to gather information, explore alternatives, compare options, weigh criteria, do a bunch of research. We're not going to talk about those ones. We're going to talk about the ones where you have to make them in the next couple of hours.
Right on. And if you do have one of those decisions that requires more thought and analysis, whatnot, we've done plenty of podcasts on that stuff, which we'll talk about later. But today, specifically, Jed, we're talking about pulling the trigger on quick decisions.
Yeah. And so I decided to try and approach this one by, I guess, some of the pitfalls or derailers that you might fall into in these kinds of situations that could get you in trouble. And obviously, doing the opposite of those is going to be the guidance in terms of how to deal with some of these kinds of opportunities that get put in front of you.
Right on. All right. Well, talk us through derailers. What's derailer number one?
So the first one is ignoring these opportunities to make decisions, choosing not to deal with them perhaps, right? So part of the danger is there that if you're not making the call because maybe you think you need to have more time or want to have more time, that time might not be available to you. So if you choose to ignore it while you try and gather more information, there's certain opportunities might just pass you by. You might miss the window of time in which to take advantage. So you need to be more comfortable in these kinds of situations where a quick call is, in fact, just what the doctor ordered.
Right. So and in some cases, people may say, well, and probably everybody's seen a situation where, well, if I just wait long enough, this decision point will go away. And yes, it probably will.
Yeah, right? It might.
The question is that whether when it goes away, that's actually what you wanted to happen, right? Whether a huge opportunity has been foregone or have you exposed yourself to greater risk?
Exactly. And there might be, if you're the kind of person that continues to try and avoid these things and it's not working well for you, people might, eventually pinpoint you as being an indecisive person, somebody who can't make the tough call, right? Somebody that's, not able to make quick decisions, which could derail your career in the end.
Yeah. All right. Derailer number two.
Going with your gut all the time and only your gut. So, we're going to suggest that going with your gut is certainly a valuable tool to use at times, but it's valuable insofar as that you have some history or some experience from which to draw upon. Going with your gut without having some of that experience could get you in trouble as well. So, make sure that you have some experience. Otherwise, you could be just taking a gamble or a guess. So make sure you have some experience to go along with that intuition. So it's actually, somewhat an informed gut decision, if you will.
Right. And remember that your gut decisions are, which again, we would, we're not suggesting you ignore them all the time, but remember that your gut decisions often come from your previous experience and worldview. Right. So that could serve you well, but in some situations it might not serve you well. So just be fully aware that when you're going with your gut, there's biases built into that.
Yeah, I think that, the decision or the distinction I meant to say is, are you just guessing, right?
Yeah.
Or do you in fact have a gut feel on this that's based somehow on some past experience you've had in similar situations?
Right on. All right, derailer number three.
Trying to involve too many cooks. So there's the person that's, you know, you got a quick decision to make, but they want to go and get, you know, consensus from everybody and every, you know, that has some, you know, that might have some input or thoughts on this. So they're running around trying to get consensus from too many people. So that's not going to allow you to make the quick decisions that we're talking about. It's, you know, in some cases could be a bit of a waste of time as you try and build that consensus. It's going to delay your decision when the decision actually requires more quick thinking.
Right. And I find this is tricky for a lot of managers because, of course, all the stuff you read, all the management books say, well, you got to involve your people in your decisions and go out there and try to create consensus. And you know what? That's good advice a lot of the time, right?
Yep.
The reality is, though, is that the best leaders and managers understand when it's time to go out there and build the consensus and gather people's input for decisions and all that other stuff. And then there's times where a manager, we're paying you to make choices, right?
Yeah, you're the man. You have the monkey. It's your call.
Right. And so for managers that realize that you don't have – and I've seen it a million times where managers go out there and they're trying to create consensus where really it's just time for you to pull the trigger.
Yep.
Right? And they feel guilty because they don't manage to get everybody, you know, around the campfire singing Kumbaya before they pull the trigger on a decision. Well, you can't always do that.
Indeed.
All right.
And there's
next
also
one.
The next one is really the flip side of that. So
yeah.
You are able to go and touch base with some of your subject matter experts relatively quickly on some decisions. And at times going alone, you know, going solo can be exactly what gets in your way because
right.
You could have very quickly walked down and said, you know, hey, Bob, I know you have you know, some close relationship to this particular decision I make, and I'd like your input before I make the call. Now, we're not talking about trying to build consensus among a large group of people necessarily, but there are some subject matter experts that you should go touch base with and can get their input very quickly, even when you have to make a decision quickly.
Right. Yeah. So it's that balance between trying to, you know, involve everybody and just knowing the difference between the two.
Yeah. And if you're trying to go solo, you might overlook some key elements that perhaps a quick consultation with a subject matter expert, you know, that subject matter expert would have seen that thing right away, but because you don't have that level of knowledge, you may have overlooked it, thereby, you know, making a bad decision.
Right on. Yeah. All right, next one.
Next derailer is the classic analysis paralysis. So obviously, if the goal is to make a quick decision, you're not going to have time to do all this stuff. So again, opportunities are going to pass you by while you go, you know, gather more research and gather more data. Well, that window of opportunity is going to pass you by and you're going to miss out on the opportunity. So, you know, the ones that who are depending on you to make that quick decision are then waiting for you to go do all this research and all this checking and all this, data gathering and information gathering. So that's not a good place to be either, especially when the decision that's required is one that requires some quick response.
Right. So again, if you're splitting the atom,
yep.
Then you do need to do some analysis ahead of time. But that's sort of, you know, this goes back to the very first derailer you brought up. This sort of precludes, if you're one of those people that has to have all the data in front of them, then you're going to find the idea of making a quick decision particularly frustrating, right?
Yeah. Sometimes so you have to make a decision with 80% of the information and then you just got to go.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. All right. Next one.
Coming up with quick decisions perhaps that are just way far-fetched or untested. So when you need a quick decision, this is, you know, if there's a clear-cut answer, use it. This is not the time to be, you know, dreaming up out of the ordinary possible solutions or long shots. You want to, if there's been a proven way of getting some stuff done, this is not the time to think of the brand new way to go do something. Again, you don't have the time for that. You're looking for something that's a lot more timely than you have time for in terms of dreaming up new stuff.
I want sharks with freaking laser beams on their heads. Sorry, little Dr. Evil for you there.
Indeed. So if you're one of the ones that gets caught in these kinds of angles, then you're going to be building that reputation as a bit of a dreamer, perhaps, rather than the realist who can execute on the simple things.
Okay.
Sorry, I just Dr. Evil chuckle.
Now. Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. All right, next one.
Well, the next one's really about making a decision in haste, which is might sound a bit contradictory because we're talking about making quick decisions. So I think there's
right.
this point is really about making sure you understand how quickly the decision does, in fact, need to be made. So making a decision in 60 seconds could really get you in trouble. Can you spend the next 6 hours, you know, trying to figure out what you might want to do going forward? So even though we're talking about making quick decisions, you need to make sure you have properly assessed the situation. Right? Maybe that decision doesn't need to be made quite as quickly as you're thinking. And if you make a real snap judgment, that might actually create more problems for you down the road. So make sure you do understand how quickly a decision needs to get made before you jump into something.
Right. And when I think about making decisions in haste, I think about being angry, right? So,
right.
Or upset about something. Well, fine, we'll just do this then, right?
Okay, yeah, we're not talking about making snap judgments and snap decisions. You still need to be thoughtful about your approach, and you can still figure out how to do that, you know, quickly, but you don't want to do that in haste.
Yeah. I'm on board, Jed. Good work.
There you go.
All right. Well, that's great. That's it. There's a whole bunch of things there that are things that can lead us astray when we need to make quick decisions. So wrap it up for us in terms of what are the three things that we take from this?
One, two, three. One, two, three.
First thing, or first of the three things, you need to analyze the situation correctly to begin with. You need to determine whether, in fact, a quick decision is appropriate for the situation, right? So that's your first.
Right.
Your first checkpoint. Does this, in fact, need to be made in the next couple of minutes, in the next couple of hours? Or is this something that, in fact, I have more time, I'm getting pressured to make this decision unnecessarily? So the first step is make sure you assess your situation correctly.
Right, because we didn't really talk a lot about that on this podcast. But again, if you're prone to quick decisions when, in fact, you know, you do have a month to go gather the data and do the analysis and consult people and do all that stuff, then you don't want to do that, right? So yeah, I guess it's first of all deciding whether the stuff we've talked about today is actually appropriate to your situation.
Indeed.
All right, number two.
Point number two, when you do find yourself confronted with the need for a quick decision, very quickly see if you can narrow down the number of options and then cut through some of the unnecessary information. So you might be trying to make a decision between, you know, four different options, right? Well, are there two that are really sort of relative outliers? How quickly can you discuss and decide, okay, those two, no. Take them off the table as quickly as possible. Take all the unnecessary information off the table. Let's see if we can just deal with a narrower set of possible alternatives.
Right. And a different way to look at this one too, Jed, might be is that, all right, well, you still do some analysis. You still have some structure around your decision-making. You just go through it at a much greater pace than you normally would.
Indeed.
All right. Number three.
We talked a little bit about intuition a bit earlier, and I think when you need to make a quick decision, you are going to have to rely on your experience, some of that good judgment, your leadership intuition, if you will, and very quickly touch base with some of those subject matter experts as appropriate. So, you know, this isn't about, you know, that you can't go and rely on some of those things, that your intuition isn't there to help you. If you're getting a real good gut feel on something, it's probably a nice place to start with, at least anyways. You don't have the time to go do a whole lot of research, so you do need to rely on some of these things if you need to make a quick decision.
Right on. Okay, and I will remind everybody that we've done some related podcasts to this, Jed. We did six-factor analysis. This is, again, if you're into the more structured and not quite as quick decision-making, but we did the Vroom-Yetton model is a different model, again, for decision-making and problem-solving. We talked about a straw man at one point, which is, again, throwing ideas out there and sort of see what happens throwing quick models together. And we also have talked on the podcast here about cause and effect.
Indeed. Some shows that will be upcoming in the next couple of weeks. We got one coming up on influencing your boss. We're going to talk succession planning in a couple of weeks and dealing with bullies in the workplace.
Oh, that'll be good fun.
Fist fights.
Yeah, you betcha. And finally, we've recently realized as a gift for our podcast listeners, we've recently realized that there's quite a few consultants and in-house trainers in our audience, and we perhaps haven't been addressing their needs as closely as we could. So if this is you, you may want to take a moment and zip onto our website at www.wileymanager.com and click on the consultants tab. You can get a free gift. You can get the consultant starter kits with answers to your top 10 questions about working as a management consultant.
Like the free stuff.
Yeah, you betcha.
All right, Bob.
All right, Jed. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next time.
See ya. Hey, thanks for listening to the Wiley Manager podcast. If you have some comments or questions about today's show, please let us know at facebook.com/WileyManager.